a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Association. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today are our two pages of the day, Peyton Healy from Pukwana and Jesse Todd from Oneida.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we turn to you this winter's day in the midst of snow and ice and times of doubt, that you might renew within us the warmth of hope and the bright light of love. In these days when all seems frozen and fixed, we believe you are present and that your strength and spirit can guide and that your grace can heal and unite. Even as we shovel and plow and stomp the lingering frost from our shoes, our hearts can be grateful for your many blessings, the blessings of love and joy, of family and friends, of nation and state. We turn to you this winter's day and ask your warm blessings on these, our senators, and on the people they serve. May your springtime presence remind us of hope, of the strength of peace, and of the freedom of justice for all. Preserve, Lord, these senators and the nobility of this chamber. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Adelstein, Bogalco, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Ferguson, Frisley, Garnos, Gray, Hansen, Haverty, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 27th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully committed, Bob. Submitted. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please join me in thanking Dr. Clayton Van Balen from Sioux Falls for being our doctor of the day and volunteering his day to take care of us. Thank you so much, sir. Senator Olson.
Mr. President. I move that we recess for a brief time to go and gloat and celebrate our victory.
Excellent. We have asked an escort, our finest, to assist us. If you'd stand, give it up for Brent. Okay. We need you up front, sir. We need you up front, sir, to protect the hardware. We are in recess. Thank you. We'll reconvene communications and petitions, please.
January 25th, 2011, the Honorable Matt Michaels. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 24-13 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Deborah Flute, Roberts County, Browns Valley, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 19th, 2015. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Now it's the referral of the appointment to the Committee on Judiciary.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on February 24, 2011, I approved Senate Bills 19, 21, 42, 47, and 49, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bills 1051, 1114, 1169, and 1201, and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1174, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended. Todd Schleckaway, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1248 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1139 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1147, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Larry Roden, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports this had under consideration House Bill 1192 and recommends said bill do pass. Michael Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports this had under consideration House Bill 1061, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Jean Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 2, 4, 6, 23, 25, 26, 27, 28, 37, 38, 53, 61, 62, 75, 90, and 106, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bill 39, which has been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit here with HCR 1011, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 2, 4, 6, 23, 25, 26, 27, 28, 37, 38, 53, 61, 62, 75, 90, and 106, which have passed the House without change. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1011, a concurrent resolution expressing support for civic education in the public schools in South Dakota and recognizing March 9, 2011 as Civic Education Day at the State Capitol. Should I do all of them?
Yep,
okay.
Please.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, a concurrent resolution in support of forming the Federal Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976, and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to enact legislation banning bisphenol A in children's products.
Yep, 7.
That was it.
That was 7. Okay. President Pro Tem has requested and ordered that referral to committees have been waived and place the following HCR and SCR on the respective days. 1011 on the calendar for Monday, SCR 6 on the calendar for Monday, and SCR 7 on the calendar for Monday, February 28th, the 29th legislative day.
Yesterday, Senator Gray announced his intention to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1175 lost. Senator Gray moves that the Senate do now reconsider the vote by which House Bill 1175 lost.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion, Senator Gray? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, it seems to me that I'm the only guy who gets to do these motions this session. I don't know what you all are telling me about my bills, but I ask for your indulgence once again. We were one vote short. It took a two-thirds yesterday to pass this bill. I just, again, ask for your indulgence. I think if we can get this passed today, we'll calendar it on Monday. We were missing a couple people yesterday as well on the floor, so I think in all fairness, having them have a chance to hear the debate and get a chance to vote on it would be good. I think it's, in general, a good bill, and I just hope that we have another chance to debate it on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senator Gray's reconsideration motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of Senator Gray's reconsideration, intention to reconsider the vote on HB 1175, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
No.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Furicks?
Aye.
Frisley?
No.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly? Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
No.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
No.
Putnam?
No.
Rampelberg?
No.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Shakaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 24 ayes, 9 nays, 2 excused.
Senator Gray's motion that the Senate reconsider the vote by which 1175 lost, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.
Senator Gray moves that House Bill 1175 be placed on the calendar of Monday, February 28th, the 29th legislative day.
Is there a second? All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is placed for Monday.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1009, a concurrent resolution urging the reinstatement and funding of federal inspection programs governing equine slaughter and processing facilities. Senator Sutton moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution Number 1009 as found on page 462 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Good afternoon, Senator Sutton.
Mr. President, thank you. Like we said, House Concurrent Resolution 1009 is a resolution urging the reinstatement and funding of federal inspection programs governing equine slaughter and processing facilities. Just like to make note that 15 other states are introducing bills and resolutions opposing the efforts to restrict the marketing, transport, processing, or export of horses. And 5 of those states are bordering South Dakota. No matter what people tell you, we do have a problem, and that's the bottom line, that there are many horses in our state that are treated inhumanely due to us not taking care of them. And it's important for us to make known and repeat to Congress that there's a need for federal inspection. And with that, I stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Sutton's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1009. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alstein?
No.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Ferks?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Tiedemann? Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Nelson? Senator Nelson? Nelson? Mr. President, we have 31 ayes, 1 nay, 3 excused.
Senator Sutton's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1009, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and HCR 1009 is concurred in. Consideration reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the standing committees on appropriations on House Bill 1008 as found on page 518 of the Senate Journal. Also, education as found on House Bill 1196 as found on page 519 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to consideration of the executive appointment of Julie A. Mathiason of Meade County, Sturgis, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education.
Comments? Senator
yes.
Krauss, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a privilege today to introduce to you, fellow senators, Dr. Julie A. Mathiason. She'll be a tremendous asset to the South Dakota Board of Education. But she has a difficult job because she's going to be replacing our own Senator Phyllis Heineman. Very difficult task for sure. Dr. Mathiason completed her BS and MS degrees at Black Hills State University and her EDD at Pepperdine University in 2008. She has taught in the Meade School District from 95 to 2003, and then from 03 to 05 was awarded a Bush Leadership Fellowship. And from 05 to present, she is the director of the Technology and Innovation in Education, or the TAI program, working out of Rapid City. I'll just read one of her plans, and she plans to approach to deal with challenges in the area of education. She has a strong interest in promoting technology-based solutions. I would ask you to advise and consider on this fine nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Julie Mathiasson pursuant to the messages found on page 407 of the Senate Journal to the South Dakota Board of Education? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senator Alstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos? Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly, Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff, okay. Johnston,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman, Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters, Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Senator Nelson.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 32 ayes, 3 excused.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Julie Mathiasson to the South Dakota Board of Education? Having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and her appointment is confirmed.
The Senate proceeds with the consideration of the executive reappointment of Harvey Jewett of Brown County, Aberdeen, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents.
Good afternoon, Senator Nordstrup.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure and honor to recommend to the Senate Harvey Jewett, who has served as on the Board of Regents for the last 15 years, served as president. One of the amazing things is when he was serving as president that truly amazes me and earns my respect is he donates more than half of his time to the Board of Regents. And any public servant that is willing to be that unselfish and willing to do what's good in the public interest has got my respect, and I recommend Harvey Jewett, and thank you for your support.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks.
Mr. President.
Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
And first off, I'd like to say, I'd also like to thank Mr. Jewett for his service. I know he's given a lot of time and effort. However, in the same token, I am a little bit leery when we go into this, looking at the history under Mr. Jewett's watch for the Board of Regents, because there appears to have been, it seems like to me, a little bit of a disrespect for career and technical education. And when I say that, I more so look at from the high school level of the coursework that we have for our young people. And some of that can be evidenced in the Opportunity Scholarship, and it can be in a number of other areas. But more importantly, I certainly would hope that Mr. Jewett, along with his fellow members on the Board of Regents, will look beyond, where they have been in the past, and look at ways how they can be fair to all aspects of education. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not at all insinuating any sort of connection in terms of the technical institutes, but I more so look at in terms of high school, career and technical education, and how that importance is a very much of a feeder program to our state university system, and more specifically probably the land-grant university at Brookings, South Dakota. But again, I probably will vote for Mr. Jewett today and allow, as we were, we'll send the advice and consent on the way. But I do this with a little bit of hesitation, because I have not been very proud of some of the efforts on the Board of Regents and where Mr. Jewett has been in the past. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further remarks, Senator Gray.
Well, I don't know that I need to speak on behalf of Mr. Jewett, but if I was him and I was here today, I would plead guilty. I'd plead guilty to being a passionate advocate for higher education, a passionate advocate for the board that I was leading, passionate advocate for our university system. He was not in charge of the tech ed, and I know there was some headbutting at times, and it's going to happen when you're an advocate for a board like that, when you're president of the board like that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I would just ask that you support Mr. Jewett. He is a passionate advocate for higher education in the state. He served as president of that board for 10 years, did a fine job. I don't think any of us like to see headbutting between tech ed and Regents or Regents and K-12. I think we all want to see them work together. And let's move forward with that in mind. In the meantime, let's get together and support Mr. Jewett today, and I just ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? I'm sorry, Senator Frericks, you were blocked by the massive size of the trophy. It's like blocks out this whole section. Question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to reappointment of Harvey Jewett to the State Board of Regents? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Alstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frericks?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Holeen? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Krauss?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson? Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave? Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Olson? Senator Olson? Olson. Senator Rave? Rave? Senator Rave. Mr. President, we have 29 ayes, 1 nay, 5 excused.
Question. Does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Harvey Jewett to the State Board of Regents, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the reappointment is confirmed. Ladies and gentlemen, would you join Senator Frisley in welcoming from DeSmet? There are 24 young men and women here, fourth graders from DeSmet Elementary and Ms. Albright's class, and 9 adult chaperones. Would you stand up so we can give you applause? Welcome. Thank you for being here, but especially for the adults and Ms. Albright. Thank you. Please proceed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointment of Catherine Johnson of Pennington County, Hill City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Regents.
Senator Rampelberg, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Catherine Johnson has been on the Board of Regents for 6 years. She's been an effective person. I know there have been some complaints about some of the projects that she's been involved with, but I have as well, and I can speak very highly of her efforts there. She and her husband, Doyle Estes, have been really active in South Dakota in promoting economic development through several businesses that they own. She's well known as a consultant throughout our country, really, as an environmental engineer, and has worked as a consultant for a number of businesses and communities around the United States. She obtained her bachelor's degree from Black Hills State College and her PhD from School of Mines in geology, and has developed a continued education in environmental issues. As I mentioned, she has served for 6 years, and I would ask for your reappointment of her to the Board of Regents. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Catherine Johnson to to the State Board of Regents pursuant to the messages found on page 406 of the Senate Journal. Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Alstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly? Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman? Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson? Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Olson? Olson? Senator Olson? Senator Rave? Rave? Senator Rave? Senator Roden? I didn't hear you the first time if you said something. So, Mr. President, we have 30 ayes and 5 excused.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Katherine Johnson to the State Board of Regents, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The reappointment is confirmed. Second reading of consent calendar. House.
Senator Olson requested that House Bill 1056 be removed from the consent calendar. House Bill 1058, an act to clarify the definition of motor vehicle for the purpose of supplemental automobile liability insurance.
House Bill 1058, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher? Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson? Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave? Roden? Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Olson? Olson? Senator Olson? Senator Rave? Rave? Senator Rave? Senator Roden.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 31 ayes, 4 excused.
House Bill 1058, having received majority vote of the members elected, hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Okay, second reading of House Bills, please.
House Bill 1044, an act to revise certain water project district voter eligibility provisions.
House Bill 1044, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Hunstead, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good afternoon to you as well. Senate Bill 1044 has been having some questions about wording, and rather than trying to work on an amendment to it, I'm going to make a motion at this time to refer this back to the Committee on Local Government where we can work on it.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion to amend, or excuse me, to refer? Senator Brown.
Thank you. I would encourage the body to support the motion to refer this back to committee. There's a legitimate concern with at least one particular water district. Unfortunately, the language that we've had has caused some issues. So I think perhaps the best place to take care of that would be back in the committee so we can get more than one player involved and make sure that we're able to come to a reasonable solution. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none. All those in favor of referral of House Bill 1044 back to committee signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so referred. It's back to approach, wasn't it? or local government. Local government. Sorry, LG.
Senator Olson moves that House Bills 1007, 1047, 1070, 1085, 1119, 1146, 1173, 1207, 1216, 1246, 1247, and 1249 be deferred to Monday, February 28th, the 29th legislative day.
Is there a second? All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. President is signing an open session, an act to repeal, update, and make form and sales revisions to certain provisions relating to the Bureau of Administration, Senate Bill 2. President is signing an act to update certain standards governing pedestrian control signals, Senate Bill 4. President is signing an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interests in the Sisseton National Guard Armory to the city of Sisseton, Senate Bill 6. President is signing an act to update certain citations to federal regulations regarding pipeline safety inspections, Senate Bill 23. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the use of funds in the telephone solicitation account. That's Senate Bill 25. President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the implementation of a proposed rate or practice by a gas or utility, public utility, Senate Bill 26. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to the State Electrical Commission, Senate Bill 27. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the authority of the Secretary of Transportation to create limited speed zones through highway work areas and to declare an emergency. President signing an act to revise the appropriation for the construction and renovation of a combined minimum security and parole facility in Rapid City and to declare an emergency. That's Senate Bill 37. President signing an act to establish network adequacy standards, quality assessment improvement requirements, utilization review, and benefit determination requirements, and grievance procedures for managed health care plans and to repeal certain standards for managed health care plans. That's Senate Bill 38. President signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to the Veterans Commission and to veterans' rights, benefits, and services. That's Senate Bill 53. President signing an act to authorize board members of sanitation districts to contract with the districts in limited cases. Senate Bill 61. President signing an act to revise procedures and amounts relating to compensation and expense reimbursements for sanitary district board members, Senate Bill 62. President signing an act to revise the requirements for the annual conference held for the directors of equalization, Senate Bill 75. President signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning tax incremental districts, Senate Bill 90. And the President signing an act to provide for reciprocal non-resident trapping license, Senate Bill 106. Any announcements? Any announcements? Senator Rampelberg?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Here you go, Carol.
We're taking a bit of a vacation on Monday morning. We're not meeting with appropriations until 10 o'clock, and
Whoa.
Then we'll see some bills.
Wow. Senator Hansen?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Taxation Committee will meet on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Senator Hunoff.
Health and Human Services, Monday at 10. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Senator Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government, Monday at 7:45.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate State Affairs, Monday, 10 o'clock. We have a full schedule.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock Monday morning, and we'll only have one bill. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Olson.
Mr. President, Senate Republicans will caucus at 1 o'clock, room 423.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Rave moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Be safe.
It's amazing how we...